W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks. Hey, it is the Mean Gene Show. We are live in studios here on this Saturday, February 15th, 2025. You know what? We got a new day. We got a new time. And we even have a new producer, but not really new because I have had the pleasure of working with this guy. It's been a while, a couple of years ago. Man, we did it up in Las Vegas, and when we were in town, this guy right here, John B., was my guy. John, welcome back, man.
What's going on, Gene? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man, and I tell you what, folks. Hey, I hope you enjoyed listening to the Texas A&M broadcast. Look, they beat my Razorbacks, so I did not enjoy the broadcast of the Texas A&M Aggies beating my Razorbacks. I know the Aggies fans are like, that's why you come on after our show, guy, because, what was it, 69-61? The Texas A&M Aggies beat the Razorbacks. And look, John Calipari, great coach. I don't know. The NC2A tournament is going to be great. We're going to be talking a lot of college basketball here over the next couple of weeks leading into March Madness. But I can tell you right now, John, and one reason why I'm glad we do have A&M basketball, because the SEC is going to be loaded. There's probably like, what, 8-9 teams ranked nationally in the top 25 from the SEC. Alabama, Arkansas, you got, well, Arkansas is not ranked. I'm sorry, they are not ranked, but you have Alabama, you have Tennessee, you have Auburn. I mean, it's going to be a great, great NC2A tournament. But today we are going to be talking about the NBA All-Star Weekend. I would tell you everything that's happening with All-Star Weekend in San Francisco, a lot of stuff happening. The teams are practicing right now. We're going to get into all of that. And, oh, yeah, I talk a little bit about what happened in New Orleans last week as we, you know, Super Bowl 59, all that great stuff. So, hey, stick around. We're just getting started. Only an hour show, so I got a lot of stuff to talk about. You listen to the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, now we can get into things here, folks. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show on a Saturday, a new day, a new time. This is where you can find me, okay? And, of course, now, look, if you don't have time to listen to the show live, you can always, you know, go to our Audio Boom and you can download the podcast. Okay. And those of you who are watching this on YouTube, Houston.com at ESPN Houston. Hello. You know, John, last week, so let's just get into this real quick. Yesterday, I watched the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade, which was sort of exciting. Only their second one in team history, you know. Cowboy fans, and I know we carry Cowboy games in the NFL on Sundays. But, man, John, last week, this time last week, me and a lot of my great friends, veteran friends, we just hung out there 3 days in New Orleans. Great food, just great company. And I'm just, you know, we watched the game over on the Naval Base there, NAS. Wow. JRB New Orleans, and I want to send a shout out to those people for having us out there. We had a great time. But look here, man. So this time last week, you know where I was at last week? Bourbon Street.
Drunk.
Well, No, not yet. Oh, okay. Not yet. I saved that for Sunday, of course. But Bourbon Street, man, last week, I don't know if you saw any of the television reports, but it was just crowded as hell down there.
Chaos,
and,
yeah.
Chaos down there. And, of course, great food, great drinks. You name it, man. I don't know. People always make fun of New Orleans. Some folks never been there, and I don't know what they make fun of. I mean, yeah, we know what happened back in 2005 with Katrina, man. Yeah. But that city has really...
That's nothing to make fun of, though.
Either. No, it's not nothing to make fun of, but, man, just great people. That city does a great job of hosting the Super Bowl, and you know that was the eighth time hosting the Super Bowl. Yeah. More than any city in the United States.
See, and I don't understand where the hate would come from with New Orleans. Now, I've never been there yet, but it's on my list of cities. The food, you talked about it, huge attraction. The music, the vibes, yeah. You know, that whole vibe of Bourbon Street. Like, I want to go. I don't know how you couldn't, especially with hosting a big event like this and packing everybody down there. Like, I don't know how you could. Yeah.
They pull it off. It's not the biggest city in the United States. But, you know, that Superdome, which, you know, I have been, I didn't go to the game, but I have been to the Superdome on a couple of occasions. And, I mean, man, they just, you know, at the time when they hosted the first Super Bowl there, I mean, it's still one of the biggest domes, you know. I mean, they have remodeled that place over the last couple of years. But, man, just a great time out there last week in New Orleans. I am.
You didn't bring me back some boudin balls, did you?
No, but you can get some off off the gas station on Interstate 10. You can go get those.
You can keep the gas station ones.
Hey, look here. Did I not bring you catfish a couple of years ago?
Not from a gas station.
No, some of that gas station food is good, John. Come on, man. It depends.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the gas station.
It depends on the gas station. So look here. So, look, we're gonna talk a lot about the NBA All-Star Weekend. I cannot, we're going to talk about the Rising Star game, which was last night. The skills competition game is going to be this evening, along with the three-point contest and the slam dunk now. And I will admit, folks, that the NBA continues to change the format of the All-Star game. And, I mean, it gets to be confusing sometimes, but they keep trying to find the right format. Steph Curry, believe it or not, he's not going to be in the skills competition, even though it's right there at Chase Center in San Francisco. And I'm not really sure what happened there. I tend to think that if the All-Star game was not in San Francisco, Steph Curry wouldn't be in the All-Star game. There's no way you don't have him in there because they're hosting, so to speak. But anyway, the teams are practicing right now over in Oakland, where the Golden State Warriors used to play now. How about this? And this is going to tell people how old my ass is, okay? 25 years ago, this weekend, I was in Oakland to see Vince Carter win that slam dunk competition. You know, the one where he went up and did what he did and he walked and looked into the camera and said, "It's over." I cannot believe 25 years have passed like that, John.
Yeah, and they don't make dunk competitions like they used to, do they, Gene?
Oh, you wait till you hear the names of the guys participating today. Right. You know, it's not. No, they don't. And the NBA cannot, you know, if you want to see great dunks, you pretty much going to have to watch a regular NBA game. That's the only time you're going to see great
dunks.
Yeah,
but I feel like the NBA could do something about it, and they just don't. And I don't know why.
They don't. I think they have tried to incentivize these guys, John, to participate. I mean, who wouldn't want to see LeBron James and, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean,
John Morant,
all of these guys, who wouldn't want to see? I think the last great dunk, big name, was Blake Griffin. I think he was the last one that I can remember in an All-Star weekend. But look, I tell you what, I mean, look, it's, I think right now the three-point competition is pretty fairly talented, I think, you know. So, you know, you will see Damian Lillard participate in that tonight. And then you got your the All-Star game, which, you know, we'll talk about the format on that and the breakdown. But look, in the next segment, folks, here, we're gonna veer away from the NBA for a minute and talk the End Zone 7-on-7 football tournament. I'm gonna have two coaches come, but we're gonna talk to these guys. This is a big tournament here. It's gonna be happening March 1st and 2nd at the Woodlands, and it is huge. Some of the biggest name, some of the biggest talent in high school football. Now, I don't talk a lot of high school football on the show. I mean, I covered that years ago back when I was first getting started. But as you know now, I mean, it's big. This is the time of the year where high school football players will be announcing where they're going to college. So this 7-on-7, this End Zone 7-on-7, and I'm not going to get much into it because I'm going to let the coaches tell you about it. But it's going to be great. So listen up at the bottom of the hour here. Next segment, as a matter of fact, as I bring on Verron McKinley and Clay Mack, they're going to talk about what's going on with this. And I think we're going to broadcast from out there. If I'm not mistaken, on March 1st. But, John, okay, NBA All-Star Weekend kicked off last night, Friday night, and they had the celebrity basketball game, which is always fun. If you're not a Kevin Hart fan, then don't watch tomorrow night's All-Star game because he's going to be part of the broadcast.
He's going to be on the – like in the booth?
Well, like an MC, like a sort of sideline reporter, but you're going to hear a lot of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can be a little extra sometimes.
Sometimes.
But
he can, I mean, he has his moments, though. I'll give it to him. But, I mean, where's the All-Star game at this year?
It's Chase Center in San Francisco, that brand new facility.
Why do they have Kevin Hart doing it? It's not, you know.
Well, I mean, he has kind of, you know, been hanging around the NBA for a while. He didn't play in the celebrity game last night.
Yeah, for sure.
But he will be around for All-Star Weekend, so that's something you folks, I'm just warning you, okay, what's going to be happening. So today, as part of the NBA All-Star Weekend, it's the fourth annual HBCU Classic, and you got Tuskegee and Morehouse. They should be kicking off here on NBA TV, so that's fun. The NBA has sponsored this thing for a while here. For the last couple of years, so that's going to be great. But, hey, how about the Rising Stars? Okay, now, when we talk about Rising Stars, we have to talk about H-Town's Amon Thompson, who I continue to tell people we're not related, but I like to refer to him as my nephew, okay? So my nephew put it down yesterday. He tallied 11 points. He went 5-for-6, made a free throw, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, and he did this just over 12 minutes, okay? During Team M's 40-39 loss to Team G League in the Rising Stars semifinals. So, John, this whole thing is really interesting when it comes to the All-Star Rising Stars because it used to be the sophomores versus the rookies. I mean, they have changed this thing up now. But I do like the fact that the G League is part of this.
Yes, and if they you know win this game, well they did last night. That now they get to be the fourth team in the new format to play the NBA All-Stars. And can you imagine watching the G League guys upset the NBA All-Stars at the All-Star game?
Well, I can tell you one reason why they did that is because, you know, East West didn't work for the NBA, and the players, you know, it turned into a dunk contest basically. That the same guys that you wanted to see in the dunk contest, well, they would just wait to Sunday night and just have a dunk fest. No defense whatsoever. NBA All-Star, they struggled just like the NFL Pro Bowls. Yeah, I mean, look, this is the time of the year. Most of those guys just want to go on vacation. You know, Strother, who plays with the Denver Nuggets, you know, he was making plans with his family to just enjoy the next 3 or 4 days when they tapped him. Hey, by the way, you're going to be part of All-Star Weekend now.
Well, they get a whole offseason for that, though.
You know? But you got to think, when they play 82 games, and when they get to, you know, this little break here, they kind of enjoy it. But, look, I do like the format. We'll talk about it. But, yeah, you're right. Now it has a sense of urgency for the NBA All-Stars. They don't want to get beat by these rising stars. They do not. So that would make the game a little bit interesting. I think the only, you know, franchise that gets it right is or league that gets it right would be baseball. Baseball,
kind of.
Believe it or not, baseball's the home run derby. And, you know, John, we talked before we got on the air. You know, it used to be that, you know, whoever won the All-Star game for the baseball, they had home field advantage in the World Series. Imagine that, right?
That's so insane, yeah.
Imagine you win 125 games and you still have to go on the road for the playoffs. So they did away with that, thank goodness. But nevertheless, I mean, they still, in my opinion, have the advantage when it comes to All-Star games. But, John, you had mentioned that this Rising Star game here. So the winner of the tournament of the first and second year NBA players plus a G League representative advances to participate in Sunday's All-Star game. So that's Amen Thompson, his team lost, but nevertheless, he had a great game. He had a great game, so I enjoyed that. But
it's good to see him getting some shine on the national level for sure.
It is, and you know, and later on we will talk about the Houston Rockets as far as you know they got on that 6-game slide. They were able to get back into the win column. They, you know, this break is good for everybody. They somehow did manage to get back up to fourth place. We talk about the NBA standings too. There, the Rockets currently set at fourth in the NBA Western Conference, which is really, really great. So, but we'll talk about the second half of the season, expectations, and all of that stuff here because that should be interesting. But like I said, right now we're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to veer into football, high school football. If you are a fan of high school football, you have a child that plays high school football, you want to be part of this end zone 7-on-7 tournament here, I would advise you to listen up the next segment. It's going to be interesting. Once again, it's the Mean Gene Show here on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
We are back here once again, Mean Gene Show on a Saturday here, talking football, high school football. As a matter of fact, end zone 7-on-7 tournaments are non-tackle football competitions geared towards enhancing passing, receiving, and defensive back skills. End zone 7-on-7 raises the bar by providing a positive player-centered experience, player development, and media exposure. And here to talk more about End Zone 7-on-7, including the upcoming 7-on-7 tournament, which will be happening in the Woodlands, are the founders of End Zone 7-on-7, Clay Mack and Verone McKinley. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, guys, I'm glad you were able to join me here on this Saturday. So, look, I know Clay... we talked the other night about the big 7-on-7 tournament, but just sort of tell our listeners here on 97.5 a little bit more about End Zone 7-on-7.
Well, you know, End Zone 7-on-7 was generated and started back some years back. And the premise in which we really started it was because we know there's a lot of these, young great athletes that's underserved in regards to their attention that they get from their high school. So I was at a state championship game and started kind of going over the roster of some of the guys, you know, who was getting recruited compared to the guys that wasn't getting recruited. And I just couldn't understand for the life of me how you make it to a state championship game and didn't have, you know, more guys on that particular team that wasn't getting recruited when apparently they was well enough to get you to a state championship. So, there's no indictment on the coaches for that matter. I'm not in that game to be a crucified coach or anything like that. I just think there should be a more of an assertive effort to try to get these kids more visibility. And that's how the whole integrity of it came about between myself and Lavelius Gordon and Verone. That's pretty much the premise in the lenses and the optics where we look at it, from the scopes of End Zone 7-on-7.
Okay. And Coach McKinley, I know you've been working with, you know, high school athletes for many years. So how did you get involved with Endzone 707?
Yeah, kind of like Clay was saying, just having a concerted effort to have a platform to allow kids to get as much exposure as possible. Seeing kids, you know, from the youth league level all the way up, you know, to the college level in particular, and just understanding how do these kids navigate through the process and through each step, and just realizing we needed another platform to allow them to use 707 as another platform to bring more exposure and more eyes to them to have an opportunity to be recruited.
Okay,
so our vision just kind of lined up. You know, myself, Clay Mack, and Gordon, the vision kind of lined up. They started, and then I just kind of came along to kind of bring that coaching perspective and another parent perspective to their vision.
Okay, now, and I know, and I talked with Coach Gordon as well, so, I mean, you guys have been working with some of the biggest names, you know, some of the players that you have been involved with have gone on to be, you know, good in college and in the NFL. So talk about some of those players that you guys have worked with on 707.
Well, I mean, we can actually start with Verone's son. Actually, Verone's son, Verone McKinley III, was a 4-star kid coming out of high school. And ended up going to the University of Oregon and became a, not just an All-American, but a consensus All-American. And if you guys really follow it to that degree, you know how hard it is to become a consensus, you know, All-American or whatnot. So, you know, he, you know, very well celebrated at the University of Oregon, played with some of the top guys that came out of Oregon for that matter, or whatnot, like Justin Herbert and some of those guys. And then now he's in the NFL now, but not so, you know, and I do pre-draft also, so I come across a lot of guys myself, between, you know, from Sauce Gardner to Jamal Adams to Jeff Okuda of the world to, you know, I mean, I can go down the list with guys, Marshawn Lattimore, Tredavious White.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, you know, even your guy, Jalen Petrie. I had Jalen Petrie for pre-draft, pre-draft as well. So then also, now, we can go down the list in regards to that, but not just me, though, Verone, also by him being around those type of athletes, you know, for a long time. And even him, you know, Verone himself. I mean, he's going to be modest about it, but, you know, Verone was a big-time athlete coming out of college. I mean, coming out of high school as well, played at Dallas Carter, and, you know, went on to play at Texas Tech and went to the NFL himself.
Oh, wow.
Whatnot. So, you know, yeah, so, you know, we have a lot of pedigree within ownership circle, you know, in regards to that. But I live around kind of further that narrative, you know, also.
Okay, that's great stuff. So, Coach McKinley, so look, okay, so tell us what's going to happen here with your Endzone 707 tournament that's going to be taking place. I guess this is March 1st and 2nd at Gosselin Sports Field in the Woodlands. So what do we need to know about this?
Right. So the thing about the tournament in Houston, when we provide a tournament, it's more than just going to a field and playing a tournament. So we create what we call an experience. It's going to be a weekend experience where on Friday night, we're going to start out. We're going to have the coaches media mixer at one of the local Top Golf, and something we do. And that way, coaches and the media from the different colleges and recruiting services can mingle and get a better understanding of just who everyone is. And so we'll have that event, the coaches media mixer on Friday night. And Saturday morning is when the actual tournament will start, and we'll start with pool play. You know, we anticipate 100-plus teams, and then we'll go through pool play on Saturday. And then Saturday night at the local Dave & Buster's, we'll turn around and have a recruiting mixer. And at that recruiting mixer, we usually have maybe a former professional athlete or someone from recruiting service put on the seminar and allow the kids to learn more about recruiting from, you know, from the bottom up. We'll have that recruiting seminar on Saturday night. And, of course, Sunday morning, the championship play, bracket play. And, you know, we're going to crown some end zone champions. And then from there, what we do, we'll communicate with various coaches of different organizations and just kind of let them know what school they can visit, what their period is in that Sunday. So Monday, because we have teams represented, I think last year, 14 or 15 different states. then they have an opportunity to visit some schools within the region on that Monday before they can head back to their destination.
Okay. And, you know, like I told Coach Gordon, you know, I'm looking forward to coming out there for your media mixer that Friday. And, of course, I will be doing my show out there that Saturday, the Mean Gene Show. So I'll be doing it out there in the Woodlands. But now you have a website, and I think so can players still sign up and register to participate in this?
Yeah, definitely. So registration is open. Endzone7on7.com is our website, and they can also register through the Zorts app. And so usually we register teams. So if they're playing with a particular team, they can hit up their coach or their organization lead and just say, hey, you know, where are we at in the end zone? A lot of teams are already signed up, but your registration is going to be open until the week before the event. And we just encourage everybody to go to the website, endzone7on7, and you'll see the event there to sign up.
Yeah, this is great, folks. Once again, that's endzone7on7.com. I know we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about it, but I guarantee you we will be covering this over the next couple of weeks, and we'll try to get as many folks out there as we can, Coach. So, Coach Mack, Coach McKinley, thank you guys for coming on talking about this, and I look forward to meeting you guys.
No, I appreciate it.
Likewise. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, folks. Great stuff. End Zone 7-on-7, some of the best high school talent that you can think of. They will be putting together these teams, 7-on-7, and playing in this tournament. So, John, you know what's unique about this is that these coaches have been doing this for a lot of years, but they, Coach Mack, I know he didn't mention it, but he has worked with Travis Hunter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really want to, with these type of things here, if you're doing this and you're involved with it, you're really putting it in, like, the work for the good, like, for the good of the player. Like, you're there to really progress these guys. And so I think this is a really cool thing to follow as well.
Yeah. And they this is a road show, and they work with some of the biggest names.
And they've had a lot of success, yeah.
A lot of success. Work with some of the biggest names in high school football and college. Like I said, now a couple of weeks after the End Zone 7-on-7, some of these kids, not all of them, of course, but some of them will be announcing where they're going to go to college. And this is pretty cool. So Coach Gordon, he couldn't be on today, but he is a captain in the Houston Fire Department. So when he's not working with these kids, he's, you know, saving lives and
talk about setting an example, huh?
Yeah, a good example. So
yeah,
but yeah, this is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've been around high school kids at this level, and you know, Texas, good Lord, I don't know. We know this is one of the Friday Night Lights is what it's all about here. If you've ever been to Texas, if you've never been to Texas, high school football is humongous. Okay, and here's the time for these guys to get out there and showcase their talent, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, we are going to take a break, and when we come back to the NBA All-Star Weekend, explain a little bit about what to expect this evening and tomorrow as NBA All-Star Weekend continues here on the Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5 Houston.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we're about to wrap it up. I know it's a fast-moving show, but look, now, A&M did kind of run over a little bit, so normally you would get a full hour of the Mean Gene Show, and look, they got me twice, okay? They beat my Razorbacks, and they took a whole damn segment from my show, okay? That right there is not cool, but anyway, want to thank Clay Mack and Verone McKinley from Endzone 707. It sounds like this is really going to be great. Go to that website, endzone707.com, learn more about this. If you don't have anything going on next, March 1st and 2nd, come out to the Woodlands, watch this tournament. I cannot wait. I'm actually going to broadcast from out there, so it's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. So, All right, John, I was stating earlier about some of the activities that's going to be happening in All-Star Weekend. So how about we just start with the entertainment part of it, okay? So Kevin Hart will serve as the first ever on-court MC of the NBA All-Star Game, which is going to take place tomorrow at the Chase Center.
So is this going to be like the old and one, you know, mixtapes where they had somebody out there MCing the whole thing?
And that's why I tried to warn people earlier, because if you're not a Kevin Hart fan, and you know, he does have an annoying voice sometimes. He can kind of get on your last damn nerves. So just expect that, okay? I don't want people to like, man, too much Kevin Hart. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if they just turn this damn mic off. You know, like you used to do Dustin Pfeiffer's when we had our old sports team show. You know, just turn the damn thing off.
Sometimes, okay? I just couldn't do it with him, you know.
You just got to do it. So, but anyway, you should have expected like some of the like big name entertainers that are going to be performing and will be in the house. E-40 is always in the house when it comes to a Golden State Warriors game. So he's not going to let NBA All-Star Weekend come to town without him being part of it. So Too Short will also be performing. E-40 in Vogue. And DJ Cassidy will kick off Sunday's All-Star Game, which is pretty cool. This guy, he's just one of the probably the top DJ. He has this YouTube thing, John, where he does he plays the music, and there's video cameras set up all across the country from these artists, and they pass the mic. It's called pass the mic. So you sing your part of a song, then you pass the mic, and then another artist will come on. So this is going to be interesting to see how they're going to do this, which I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's the NBA All-Star Weekend, so you should expect a lot of entertainment, a lot of pregame entertainment, which they will show you on TV.
Didn't I see that Her was performing as well, too?
Yeah, Her.
I'm a big Her fan.
She's going to perform tonight, as a matter of fact. Okay. So she's going to be part of All-Star Saturday night, along with LiAngelo Ball. All right, LiAngelo Ball, one of the Ball brothers. You know, you got Lonzo and you got LaMelo. Well, LiAngelo was the one that, you know, he tried to get the little five-finger discount over in China, you know, when he stole the sunglasses, right? Yeah, okay, I hate to bring that up, but that's the only way some people will remember who LiAngelo. He didn't want to be a basketball player. He wanted to be a thief, okay, how about that? But anyway, so he has a hit record out that he will be performing tonight. So, look, and you know, we talked about the father. What was the father's name?
LeVar Ball.
Thank God he went away. He just was all over the damn place, and he finally just disappeared. Yeah. You know, he screwed up Lonzo's career because he came out with this stupid pair of shoes that, $400 they wanted for these shoes, and I just think Lonzo got a bad break. LaMelo, different story. He is balling, okay? And we bring Dustin Pfeiffer from the Sports Kings on and talk about LaMelo, who's playing with the Charlotte Hornets right now. He's having a hell of a career. He is the ball player of the Ball brothers.
See, I thought he was doing music too. I thought he was going to be the one.
No, it's LiAngelo.
Yeah.
You know, because after the, you know, the burglar thing didn't work well for him, you know, so he had to find another career. And now he's a rapper, and he does have a great song out, believe it or not.
So you know the song?
I've heard the song, yes.
Okay.
And I think it's going to, and tonight America's going to hear the song. All right. So, I mean, he's just not a wannabe rapper. The guy is a pretty, pretty good rapper. And you know what? John, speaking of rapping, I have seen so many TikTok videos of Kendrick Lamar's.
Of the halftime show?
Yes. Oh, yeah. People are just it's kind of funny, man. What did you think about that halftime show?
I thought it was good, but I'm a Kendrick Lamar guy. I know there was a certain age demographic where if you were below that age, you tended to enjoy it more, and if you were above that age, maybe not as, you know, not as much. It was a controversial one, for sure.
Yeah,
what was it? Was it Venus or Serena that was out
Serena,
there?
Serena.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was controversial for sure, but I enjoyed it. I'm a Kendrick Lamar guy.
Look, I mean, I am too. I am a Kendrick Lamar fan, and my kids, they, you know, that's how I learned about this guy. But you know, I just think talent. I respect the art. I respect the art. I don't care.
Now, I will say it should have been Lil Wayne.
Well, I know. We have to talk about that on another show because, that was a slight there to some degree. But anyway, NBA All-Star Weekend, I think the entertainment is going to be just a tad bit better, okay, as for Sawiti. I guess I'm saying her name right. She's going to be there.
Got it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it just doesn't sound the way it looks there. But anyway, so all of this is going to take place. You want to catch her tonight. She's going to welcome all the fans. She's, you know, doing the big welcome on All-Star. She'll kick off Saturday night. And, of course, LeAngelo is with Def Jam. That's what I was trying to remember. So, the song that he has, John, in case you want to listen to it, is called Tweaker. That's the name of the song.
Okay, well, I'm going to hear it when he performs it.
It debuted number 29 on the Billboard chart.
Oh, that's better.
So,
than
I mean, that's good. And it also became the number one rap song. All right. This is going to be good. So, I think he might have a career and he won't be getting back into, the other profession that he wasn't so successful in. I'm cracking myself up here on this one. Okay. John, I want to talk about the NBA standings real quick because this is the only time we'll get a chance to talk about it because it's the break. And I think right now, Houstonians only want to hear about where the Rockets are. The Rockets had slid down there to that fifth spot, John, but they have since come back and got back in the win column. They're at 34-21 right now, and they are currently in the fourth spot. So if the playoffs were to start today, which they're not, they would be playing the Lakers, which would be an incredible first round matchup, considering all that has taken place with the Lakers. Then, you know, the new look and everyone is going to be focusing on the second half of the season and seeing how some of these trades are going to kick in. The Rockets didn't really do anything in the free agency, but I think they're going to be good. I think they have a tough schedule. They open up on the 21st, Friday. Against the Timberwolves, that game is going to be at the Toyota Center. But I just think everyone needs the break, and they really needed that break because that six-game slide, John, was horrible.
Yes, it was. I've seen, you know, people questioning effort and things like that. You know, as good of a defensive team as they are, it's a little tough for me to question effort when, you know, defense is a lot of times, you know, predicated by effort. That six-game slide did a lot for you in the standings, you know.
A lot of injuries. Now, I tend to think if the team was fully healthy, you know,
that
you
is
wouldn't
true.
Have had those.
Yes.
If Shingun wasn't hurt and you had Dylan Brooks, you had Van Fleet. I mean, you just had some injuries out there, key injuries to where and we're still waiting for Jabari Smith to come back. So I think this team is really going to turn it around
in the
second half of the season. Don't expect them to drop lower than fifth, you know, because, I mean, it's a loaded Western Conference with Oklahoma sitting up there at 44-10 record. Memphis got the two spot that the Rockets previously held. Denver's at the three, Rockets at the four, Lakers at the fifth, Clippers at the six, and Timberwolves at the seven, and the Mavericks. Believe it or not, the Mavericks are sitting there at the eighth spot, John, which they might drop depending on their injuries there. They don't have Gafford. They don't have Anthony Davis, who they traded for, which still tends to be the most talked about trade ever in NBA history. So that's going to be crazy.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons.
But yeah, no, Dallas is going to slide back. I don't think they're going to do a whole lot this year. But I am positive about the rest of the season with the Rockets. I agree with you. 4 or 5, somewhere in there. I think that's where people would have thought they'd ended up anyways. I didn't think, you know, when they were in the two spot for a good chunk of time there, people were really surprised.
Yeah.
I don't think we expected them to stay there. And I think it's a lot like, in a sense, the Texans, their first year, the surprise kind of thing. I know the Rockets have been coming along longer, but I think the Texans surprised us and went 10-7 that first year. The Rockets are sort of in the middle. Like, they're where they should be, and I think 4 or 5, and they'll compete.
Yeah.
And next year, another year, with Udoka,
coach,
I think
Udoka is doing it up, man.
You're talking about a good team here for a long time.
Yeah.
With the Astros still well, the Texans doing well, it's a good time for Houston sports, I think, right now.
I think so, too, John. And look here, don't forget, Houston Rockets center Alperen Şengün was selected as a reserve, so he will be playing. The coach is always selected reserve, so this is going to be interesting to see what he's going to get done tonight. And remember, he's the first Rockets All-Star since James Harden and Russell Westbrook in 2020, and joins Moses Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Yao Ming as the only players 22 years or younger to be named in an All-Star in franchise history. So, look, okay, I think we just got you caught up on everything that's going to be happening here. Enjoy three-point competition tonight, slam dunk competition. I know we had a short show today, but next week we got a full hour, hopefully, okay? Enjoy the All-Star games tonight and tomorrow. We'll see you back here next week on The Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.